knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Short. So we're talking about spam today. It would be difficult for me to believe that there's anybody out there at this point in time who does not know what spam is. But I'll make it simple. It's basically just unwanted, unsolicited emails that you receive. And we all get it on some level. So junk mail for your inbox, right? And there's a lot of different ways to deal with spam. One way is a lot of these free services like Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, they want to help you keep your inbox clean of spam, from spam. And so they try to data mine or go in and scan all the emails that are coming in. And if it fits a certain profile that they think of as spam, they will put it into a spam folder. Now, if you access your email via the web, that is to say you open up Firefox or Microsoft Exchange and you log into, I'm going to use Google because this is really what I'm addressing, is the Google spam filter today. If you go into your web interface for your Gmail, or you go to mail.google.com, or however you log in, you can go over on the left-hand side and you'll see a spam folder, and you can click on that and see the ones that Google has labeled as spam. Now, you have a couple of choices at this point, right? You can select it, or select anyone you want, and choose and click on not spam, right? That's one way to deal with it. Another way, well, I don't want to get too off the beaten path, but the point is, Google is doing the thinking for you. Now, if that works for you, fine. But I don't like the big brother approach. I want to see every piece of mail I'm getting, or at least I want the service I'm using to send me the mail and let me decide on my own what is spam. Now, what I've been talking about so far is the web interface. I don't like using any of the web interfaces. I can, but it's not my preferred way to get my email. What I prefer to use is what we call a mail client. And so that is an application or a program that resides on any device that you may have, and it pulls or syncs up, but I'll just use the term, it pulls the mail off the web server and puts it in a more convenient format for reading. So for example, on my Windows computers, I use Microsoft Outlook. On one computer, I use Microsoft Mail. On my iPhone, it has a default mail client, and I think I also have another one running. On my Macintosh, I use a default mail client. And on my Android phone, I use a different mail client. And all these things sync up. I won't get into the syncing. That's for a discussion for a different day. But the idea here is that if you are using Google or something similar, and Google automatically labels something as spam, your client, your mail client, will not see it. So how would this affect you, and how did this affect me? Well, I use the eFax service. I've been using it for a long time. It's very convenient. So when people send me a fax, I get a notification in my inbox, and I can download the fax directly right out of the mail client. I like that. For whatever reason, and at the time of this recording, this is the case. I don't know if Google's going to fix it, but I was just talking to the eFax people. And it turns out that for whatever reason, Google has decided to label incoming messages from eFax as spam. So a couple of days ago, I was expecting probably one of the most important communications I get all year, and I wasn't getting it. Now, of course, if I had gone into my Gmail account in the web and gone to spam, I would have seen it. But I don't log in. I mean, I just use Outlook. I use the mail client, the Mac mail client. I'm good to go. So that's the problem, is that when there's a spam filter in place, you will not see it in your mail client inbox. Now, you would think that there would be an easy way to go into your Google account settings and maybe check or uncheck something that says disable or enable spam filtering. But at the time of this recording, it doesn't work that way. So what I'm going to tell you how to do, and it's very simple, but believe it or not, you go out and do a search on how to disable Google spam filtering, and you come up with a lot of different things, some of solutions which just don't work. Now, what EFAX told me, and I'm sure a lot of you get this in emails that you do receive, is, you know, if you go into, again, I'm just focusing on Google here, but if you go into your Google account on the web and add a particular sender to your contacts list, it shouldn't be labeled as spam. But you know what? I don't really want to do that. It takes time. And that means every time something, if I didn't get the email to start with, how would I know I'm supposed to get it to add it to contact? Nobody ever seems to answer that, right? Because if I got the email in the beginning, it clearly wouldn't be labeled as spam, and it would render the adding it as a contact moot. So it's, you know, it's like, which comes first, the egg or the chicken, or the chicken or the egg, or the shell or the chicken or the egg or the chicken, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So what I choose to do, and by the way, you know, you can, in your specific mail client, you can choose to turn on junk mail filtering. So for those of us, and if this doesn't apply to you, if you are getting all your emails that you want, because, you know, between you and me, I like getting promotions from Best Buy and Target and Ralph's and Kroger's. I mean, I just, you know, maybe I don't have a life, but I've gotten some really good deals. One of the best pieces of software I ever purchased came out of an unsolicited email from, I can't remember the name of the software, but I clicked on it because it was interesting, and it turned out to be a very solid communication, which I never would have gotten. Now, like I said, there are several ways to do this. One way to disable, or to, I should say, punch a hole through the spam filter is to go in and add a specific sender to your contact list, but you have to do it at the web level if you're using Gmail. But there's an easier way to do this. To disable the spam filter in using Gmail or in Google, you simply log into your web interface. So you go to from Firefox or Internet Explorer, whatever you use. You go to mail.google.com, log in, and click on the settings icon. It's a kind of a drop down. You're going to click on the drop down. It gives you a lot of different things, but one of them will say settings. So you need to get into settings. The next thing you do is you find a tab that says, I think it says filter. I don't know if it says spam filter. I don't have it in front of me, but it definitely says filter. Now, most of people won't have anything on. There'll be nothing there. So you only have a couple of choices. One of them says create new filter. So go ahead and click on create new filter. What happens then is it gives you a dialog box with several choices. Now, there's two rules of thumb here, and I've implemented them both in two different filters because I was having some serious problems with Google. And so because I saw both of them and both of them look good, I don't know if you need to use both, but I am. But anyway, one of the suggestions that works is in the to field, because what's going to happen is whatever criterion you put in these edit fields, there's a to, like who the message is to, there's a from, there's a subject, there's attachment, there's does not have. In other words, if the email coming in does not have some string, character string, do something with it. So understand you're setting up a rule. Okay, you're setting up a rule. For example, I'm just going to give you an example. I could say if the message is delivered to Humpty Dumpty, send it to junk mail. I could also say if the message is not to Humpty Dumpty, send it to junk mail. Or if it's not to Mark. You get the idea? It makes sense when you're doing it. But the simple way is to do this. Just follow the steps. So you're going to create a new filter in the to field. Just put the at symbol. Because the goal here, remember, our goal is to effectively disable the spam filter. We want to get every single piece of mail in the inbox and let our respective clients do the filtering, not Google. And of course, it stands to reason that every email you're going to get, right, is going to have an at symbol in it. So you put the at symbol in the to field. That's all. Just put at. And then click on next or whatever the next bit. You know, Google changes the button labels, so whatever, it'll make sense. Don't, you know, click on next. So you've put in the criterion, which is going to be at this point at. So which means any email you get would have at, no matter what it is, in the to. It's going to be to somebody, at somewhere. And then you get a bunch of choices. And of course, the one you want is going to be put a check mark in the box that says, never send to spam. And that's all there is to it. Then click on create filter. You're done. So now, oh, and there may be, depending on, again, cut me some slack on this, but depending on when you do this, there may be a check mark or a checkbox that says apply to old spam filter, old emails or something, but this is really do what you're doing is going to affect the future, not the past. Let's keep that in mind. So that's certainly one way to do it. And I definitely have that filter in. Another way to do it. And again, I have both filters set. So I have two filters and I don't know which one's doing the job. And quite frankly, by the time I was finished, I didn't really care. They probably, repeat each other or redundant, but what the hell, you can't go wrong, right? So you can use the at symbol. Another thing you can do is create a filter. So you create a new filter and this time you go into the edit field that says does not have. And then you put a long character string inside of quotes. It doesn't matter what it is. Something that is so random. So like open quote, I am the cheese. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Close quote. Because then when the email comes in your inbox, Google will check to see if it possesses the string that you typed in. It's got to be inside quotes. It could be quote, I like cheese. Now, of course, if you get an email that does have the sentence, I like cheese in it, you're going to be in a world of hurt, right? But so you put in a bunch of, I think I got like 50 characters, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, three times with 1, 2, 3, maybe a couple of symbols. It doesn't matter. The longer, the better. Okay. But maybe 20, maybe a sentence that's so ridiculous. So you put that in the does not have field inside quotes, open quote. Type in whatever you want, including spaces, capitalizations, whatever you want. Close the quote. And then click on next. And again, choose the same box. Never send to spam. Click on create. Boom. You're done. Now, I have both those filters working in my Gmail account. And it has worked beautifully. So now I'm getting every email. There is no spam filtering from Google. So when I open up Outlook, am I getting a bunch of stuff I don't want? Yes, but at least I'm getting it. And then I can go into my, in this case, Outlook, Microsoft Outlook, and I can play around with the junk mail folder. So you may think, well, yeah, Mark, but if you're going to do that, why bother? It's a matter of personal preference. It really comes down to how you like to do business. I really don't like web interface. I don't know if it's because I use a screen reader. Maybe that's part of it. And I'm just a big fan of just having control over what I get. I don't want someone doing the thinking for me. So hopefully this will help you achieve the same thing. If you've noticed that people are, and I've had this happen, people call me, I'm not getting emails from something. Hey, you probably got some filtering turned on and you need to go in and turn it off. It'll be different for each service, but what I'm told you about, it just applies to Google, but I'm sure there's something similar for all of them. Okay. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye.